Would please to the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke this morning, chapter number 2. You pray for me. Pray for my voice. I've been battling this cold mess and sinus mess for the last few days. Just pray the Lord to touch us and help us today. Certainly what a great opportunity to be able to come again today on this Christmas day and celebrate the birth of our Savior. And certainly a preacher ought to be able to preach on Christmas and Easter if he ought to be able to preach at all. Certainly as we think about our Savior, and certainly as we've been praying and asking the Lord what He would have us to bring today, we feel like, I know it's very familiar Scripture, and we've preached several messages the last few weeks, certainly about the birth of our Savior. We feel like that the Lord's directed our heart back to that thought again here today. And I hope and pray to be a blessing and a help to you, the thought the Lord's put upon our heart, but most of all for that one that could possibly be here today. You've never truly received the greatest gift ever been given to this world, the gift of salvation through and by the Lord Jesus today. I pray that this would be the very day that He would convict your heart and that you by faith today would receive the gift of salvation. Many gifts have already been unwrapped today, and certainly probably many more yet to come, but yet the greatest gift that ever been given, as we've already said, the gift of salvation through and by the Lord Jesus. And also, Lord willing, at the end of the service today, for you that were not able to be with us on Wednesday evening, we're going to try to do the song that the choir done, and maybe the cardboard testimonies for those that brought their cardboard testimonies back with them today. And I know that'll be a blessing and a help to certainly those that were not able to see that and be a part of that. Luke chapter number 2, I'm going to read the first 7 verses this morning into your hearing. And I want you to think about it as we read it today. And think about this thought this morning for just a few moments. I want to think about the garments that Jesus was wrapped in. I want you to think this morning about the garments that Jesus was wrapped in. I'm going to use this as a springboard to go off into a thought here this morning. Not only was He wrapped in swaddling clothes, but there's some other things that I want to mention today with the help of the Holy Spirit that I pray will capture our attention. And again, for those that are saved, that we would rejoice in those things that He was wrapped in, and certainly for those that are not saved, that God would convict and draw you today. Found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're able to stand, and certainly if you're not, that's okay. Luke chapter number 2, very familiar on the birth of our Savior. Notice starting in verse number 1, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. In verse 7 being our text this morning. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Then if you'll notice down in verse number 12, and this shall be a sign unto you, according to the shepherds, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence today, Lord, again, as humble as we know how to come. Lord, we come today confessing every sin, every fault. Lord, everything that might be in our heart and our mind today, Lord, that does not need to be there. Lord, we confess it before You this morning. Lord, I pray You'd cleanse us through and by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. We thank You for this opportunity and this privilege that You have allowed us, Father, to gather back to Your house today to worship You in spirit and truth. Lord, on this special day, Lord, as we come to celebrate Your birth, Your coming, Father, to this world, Lord, to be our Savior, Lord, I just want to thank You this morning publicly, and Lord, I just want to thank You for saving someone like me. Lord, I'm so unworthy today. Lord, I'm glad of that September day that I received the greatest gift, Lord, that I've ever received on this side of eternity. That was the gift of salvation. And Lord, for all those that are saved in this building today, I pray that, Lord, they would rejoice and celebrate and adore You. For, Father, You are worthy. Then, Lord, for those that might be here today, Lord, I pray. Oh, God, I pray the spirit of conviction would fall upon their heart. Help them to see that the greatest gift that's been offered today is that gift of salvation. I pray right now, Father, you anoint these lips of clay. God, I realize without your anointing, without your touch, Lord, I can do nothing. I pray, Lord, that you'll just take over charge of the rest of this service. Thank you, Father, for the good singing. Lord, all that's already been done. Lord, thank you for the good number here today. But I pray now, Father, anoint your servant one more time with fresh oil. God, that I might be able to preach the very message that's needed for this hour. Then I pray, Lord, we take the word of God. Lord, we let it find a lodging place in our hearts and our lives. And let us not only celebrate the gift of salvation today, but Lord, let us celebrate it and be thankful for it. Father, each and every day that we live, Lord, on this side of eternity. And then, Lord, what a day that'll be when our precious Jesus will actually get to see and be with one day after a while. But Lord, while we're here, we sure do need your help. So I pray for the moving of the Holy Ghost of God upon this service. Have your will, have your way. And Lord, we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you for what you're going to do. In Christ's name we do pray. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. For a few moments this morning, again, I want to look at just a little while of the garments that Jesus was wrapped in. The garments that Jesus was wrapped in, of course, here at his birth into this world were simply simple pieces of torn strips of cloth. When you think about the Son of God and you think about, of course, babies being born now and all the beautiful things that they have and all the preparation that's been made and all that's been done, we find that certainly our Savior was wrapped in what is called swaddling clothes. And certainly there's a lot more thought into all that I don't have time to get into this morning. But certainly we know that he was born to die, certainly as our Savior, and we're thankful for that. But to think about the simplicity and the humility that he was born into there with the simple, wrapped in the simple pieces of cloth. They're called swaddling clothes. And also to think about, again, our Savior, the Son of God, and the garments that he wore goes much deeper than certainly just these swaddling garments that we see mentioned here in Luke chapter number 2. In these verses, two different verses, you'll find the only place of swaddling clothes mentioned here, certainly in our King James Bibles. But you'll find, of course, again, him wrapped in these swaddling clothes. But for a few moments today, I want us to go a little bit deeper into the thought, into the things or into the garments that Jesus was wrapped in, not only here at his birth, but certainly some other areas of his life. Now, certainly I'm not going to be able to cover all that I would like to this morning for the sake of time, but just a few that the Holy Spirit has laid upon my heart today that I pray again will be a blessing and a help that will speak to your heart here this morning. Again, especially to that one that may be here that has never trusted Christ as Savior, to see that it was more than just a baby born in Bethlehem, but it was truly a Savior sent from our Heavenly Father. And of course, his willingness to come and lay down his life that you and I could know him in a free pardon of sin. All the things that is celebrated certainly in this wonderful time and certainly these days is great, and it's time for families to get together and all the things that are done. But so many people miss truly the real reason why we celebrate, and that is simply the Lord Jesus coming to be our Savior. And I want you to think about for a few moments again the garments that Jesus was wrapped in, or the garments that Jesus wore. First of all, I thought about this, and I want you to think about it for a few moments this morning, that first of all, he was wrapped in heavenly garments. I believe this morning as you study your Bible, you will find, of course, that Jesus just did not just show up on the scene here in Bethlehem. He is eternal. He is the Alpha and the Omega. There's never been a time this morning when he has not been. I want you to understand. You say, preacher, can you explain all that? No, I can't. He's just God today. And we know from studying our Bible that he has always been. And to think about that, first of all, I believe we could think about him being wrapped in heavenly garments, certainly in the glory with his Father. Now we know that the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 teaches us, the Bible says, let us, of course, let us. That means that there was more than one. I believe there was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in the creation. Certainly let us make man after our own image and after our own likeness. Not only that, but if you'll study your Bible in Isaiah chapter number 6 this morning, you'll find, of course, the year that King Uzziah died. And, of course, Isaiah said he also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and the holy angels were circling the throne of God, crying, "Holy, holy, holy." And so this morning, I truly believe today that if you think about the garments that he was wrapped in, that he was wrapped in heavenly garments, not only from the book of Genesis and the book of Isaiah, but also in John chapter number 1, where John talks about in the beginning was God, and of course the Word was with God, and all the things that you find there in John chapter number 1. And then you'll find also in John chapter 1 that the Word was made flesh, speaking of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we find that he was wrapped in heavenly garments. Hallelujah this morning. To think about all that he left, leaving his Father's side there on the throne of God, and coming to this low land of sin and sorrow, so that he could be birthed there in the most humble of situations and surroundings, just so that he could be our Savior. Oh, this morning, my friend, hallelujah. Aren't you glad today that he was willing to come? I'm telling you today, hallelujah, I'm so glad this morning. Thank God, if it wasn't for anybody else, that he was willing to lay aside his heavenly garments and come to this low land of sin and sorrow, hallelujah, and live, hallelujah, a perfect, a sinless life, and then go to the cross and pay a debt that he did not owe, but paid a debt that I owed, and that you owed, and that this world owes today. He was willing to lay aside his heavenly garments and come to this world. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad this morning, church, for a Savior that loved you and I that much today? And friend, I want you to know, hallelujah, again, the greatest gift that's ever been given to this world is the person of the Lord Jesus. Thank God for the gift that was given to this world. Hallelujah this morning. We ought to rejoice and praise God and thank God that he was willing to lay aside that heavenly garment and come to this low land of sin and sorrow. Oh, to think about all that he left. Oh, I'm telling you what, the angels circling the throne of God, crying, "Holy, holy, holy," there in the book of Isaiah, and all that he left just so he could come. I realize that the Bible teaches us from the founder, before the foundation of the world, that God the Father and God the Son had already made a plan that he would come. Boy, I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't fail on his commitment to come. Oh, I'll tell you, don't miss the miracle. Don't miss the miracle of his coming to this world to be our Savior. Do you understand? Every Old Testament prophecy about his birth was perfectly and completely fulfilled when he came to this world. Oh, my soul friend, don't miss out. Don't miss out today on that gift of salvation. I know today there's a lot of questions. People try to bring questions about it. But I'm telling you, I'm glad that it's real. You say, "Preacher, how do you know it's real?" Because I know what he's done in my heart. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know today him as my Savior. But I want you to think about the garments that Jesus was wrapped in, the garments that Jesus wore. Not only was he wrapped in heavenly garments, but I want you to see, secondly, this morning from our text, he was wrapped in humanity's garments. Now, I'm talking about the Son of God. I'm talking about God himself. Now, why in the world would God do something like that? Him being the great I Am. Him being the creator of everything that we can see and all those things that we can't see. Why in the world would he lay aside that heavenly garment? And why would he come and put on a humanity's garment? Certainly today, why would he do that? Simply to be as a gift to this world. Oh, my soul friend, don't miss, again, the greatest gift that's ever been given. and that is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was wrapped in humanity's garment, as we talked about the swaddling clothes. Think about the very Son of God. You say, preacher, I don't know whether I can believe all that or not. Friend, I'll tell you what, that's your problem. Just believe it. It's by faith today. Hallelujah. And faith alone. Don't try to figure it out. I'm telling you this morning, you cannot figure out. Hallelujah. A holy and a righteous and an all-knowing God today. All He wants you and I to do is to receive what He's done for you and I by faith today. It's by faith. It's by faith. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit trying to fix yourself. Quit trying to fix your sin. Quit trying to fix your situation. Hallelujah. Just come and receive the gift of salvation this morning. And if you'll do that, I can promise you today, you can go out of here rejoicing like you've never rejoiced. Oh, I'm telling you, the shepherds come. Hey, the angels come to the shepherds and said, this will be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And they went and they saw, and the Bible says that they come back rejoicing and praising God for the things which they had seen, which they had witnessed. Boy, I'm glad. Hallelujah. One September morning, under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. Listen, I wasn't in Bethlehem. I wasn't there on the hill of Golgotha. But on Sunday morning, September the 27th, 1987, at Flint Hill Baptist Church, by faith and faith alone, hallelujah, walked up Calvary's hill, had no problem in believing the virgin birth, had no problem in believing that He was born, had no problem believing that He died, had no problem believing that He rose again, hallelujah. And on that Sunday morning, I come in lost, but I went out that day redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Why? He was wrapped in heavenly garments, but He's also wrapped in humanity's garments. Understand Him being God, friend, was wrapped in a robe of flesh, just like you and I. Why would He do that? Why would God do that? Why would God send His Son to do that? Oh, I want to tell you why. For somebody like me and somebody like you could be saved by the grace of God. That's the reason that He came. That's the reason we see Him wrapped in humanity's garments. Again, born in the lowliest of situations, the most humble of situations, the Son of God. Again, today, to think that He was wrapped in humanity's garments, a body of flesh, just as you and I, but yet still God. Oh, yes, He had to lay aside those heavenly garments and come and put on a humanity's garment. But even in that garment of flesh, He was and is and will always be God. They can try to explain Him away. They can try to sweep Him under the rug. They can try to say that God's dead. They can try to say anything they want to. But hallelujah to the Lamb of God this morning, church. He lives, He lives, and He lives within my heart. I'm telling you, thank God, not only do I see Him wrapped in the heavenly garments, but I see Him wrapped in humanity's garments. Amen. Let me give you a verse of Scripture this morning. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not. Well, this ought to make us swing from the chandeliers. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Y'all hear me today? Are you with me? We have a high priest. Why was He wrapped in humanity's garment? So He would know everything that I go through. Somebody hold my mute while I shout a while. Finn, you might be at the place this morning, and you might be saying to yourself, there ain't nobody knows how I feel. There may be somebody here this morning saying, there ain't nobody knows what I'm going through. Can I say this morning, hallelujah, friend, you are wrong, you are wrong, you are wrong. Boy, I'm so glad this morning, Brother Randy, I've got a high priest. Hallelujah, and his name is Jesus. I'm telling you what, we see those earthly high priests, and I'll tell you what, they had a job to do. I'm glad I've got a heavenly, hallelujah, high priest, and he knows everything that I'm going through. He knows all my frailties. He knows all my weakness. He knows everything that I'm going through this morning, friend, and he knows everything that you're going through. Hallelujah. He was wrapped in humanity's garment so nobody could look in the face of God and say, God, you just don't know what I'm going through. You just don't know what I'm facing. I'm telling you, hallelujah, I'm so glad that he was wrapped in humanity's garment because he knows, he knows, he knows this morning, my friend. But notice it says, yet without sin. Every temptation that was put before him, he passed. I can't say that today, but he knows what it is. Let me give you the definition of the infirmity here. Mentioned the word infirmity mentioned here in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 4, verse number 15. That word infirmities means feebleness. Oh yes, he was 100% God, but yet he had been robed in humanity's garments, and his flesh was weak. He's still God. He didn't sin, but this flesh is feeble. Listen, my soul's saved today. This flesh isn't. This flesh not going to heaven. I'm going to lay this robe of flesh down one of these days. But he was robed in the flesh of humanity. In the robe of humanity. So he understands what we might be going through. Notice again the word infirmity means feebleness. It means frailty. It means disease. You ever thought about, did Jesus get a cold? The Bible doesn't say anything about it, but if he was robed in the same robe of flesh that we have, Brother Ken, I just happen to believe that he knows what we're going through, then there's probably some, if nothing else, to think about what they've done to him, and we'll get to that in just a few moments at Calvary. He knows what it is when this flesh suffers. Many of you today know what it is for this flesh to hurt, to go through sickness. Laying in them hospital beds or laying there at home, old devil will come by and say, boy, if God really loved you, you wouldn't be going through that. Or there ain't nobody knows what you're going through. Could I say he's a liar and the father of all lies? We've got a high priest that was robed in a robe of humanity. Not only do we see him in his heavenly garments, but I see him in humanity's garments. Born as a babe in Bethlehem. So that we would have a high priest today that is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what you're going through today, friend. I may not, but he does. Oh, my soul. It means sickness, and it means weakness. So he's wrapped in heavenly garments. He was wrapped in humanity's garments. And thirdly today, I don't have before, so we're moving right along. He was wrapped in hatred's garments. Oh, the one that was out on the hillside and fed 5,000 plus. The one that was able to touch the blinded eyes. The one that was able to touch the mouth that could not speak. The one that could touch the woman with the issue of blood. It all went away. The one that could stand at the grave of Lazarus and say, Lazarus, come forth, had to come forth from the grave. Is the same one. The same one that stood there and preached and taught is the same one in just a little while that they were going to cry, crucify, crucify. The innocence and the simplicity and the humility of His birth. And by the way, thank you for all the beautiful decorations today. It looks wonderful and beautiful. But to think about the simplicity there of His birth. And then to continue to study His life. He was wrapped in hatred's garments. Oh, I understand today that He had to go to the cross and lay down His life, but to think about the one that was teaching, the one that was preaching, the one that was healing, the one certainly that had great news and good news is the one that they were crying, crucify Him, crucify Him. Oh, my soul, to think about that He was wrapped in hatred's garments. Could I say today, He's still hated. Now, I'm going to make a statement right here this morning, and I want you to get a hold of it real good. You either love Him today, or you hate Him. Preacher, that's an awful bold statement for you to make here on this Christmas day. Friend, the world hates Him today. The world don't want anything to do with this man named Jesus. They still hate Him today. Just as the religious crowd hated Him then, after all, He had proven Himself time and time. Listen, friend, He's proven Himself time and time and time and time again to you. But yet this morning, hallelujah, you still reject, you still turn away, you still don't love Him today. Listen to me today, folks. We ought to love Him beyond and above anything and everything in our life simply because He came to be our Savior today. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus today? I say, do you love Jesus today? Oh, my soul. It was hated and despised and rejected of men. And we know that, but again, the Son of God. I understand He had to go to the cross, and yes, that was His destiny. But to think about all the ones that had experienced seeing and personal witness of the power of the Lord Jesus. Yet I believe they was in that crowd. Crucify Him. Crucify Him. I'm talking about the one. I'm talking about the one that came to be the light. The one that came to be the light. The one that came to show a love like nobody else has ever shown. I'm talking about the one that came to fulfill the law of God. Them Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious crowd running around talking about the law and worried about the law. Of course, they added their own parts to it, kind of like a lot of people do today. But yet they're the very ones crying, crucify Him. Crucify Him. Today, I'm afraid so many people in the way they live their life are still crying, crucify Him. But I'm glad, hallelujah, He's already been crucified once and He'll never be crucified again. But I want you to understand, He was wrapped in heavenly garments. He left those heavenly garments. Laid aside those heavenly garments. Come to this world and put on a robe of humanity's garments. And man put on Him hatred's garments. Think about the crown of thorns that they put upon His head. Think about all that He went through. But not only they, but I even thought about this as I was studying. Not only did they wrap Him in hatred's garments, but in some ways we did as well. Because it was our sin. Now, we've already given you a verse of Scripture that he faced all these infirmities that you and I face yet without sin. But he took my sin. And he took your sin. And if you will, put it on as a garment to take to the cross of Calvary. I thought about this hatred's garment that, no, not only, I thought about the garment of stripes that he wore. The Bible says by his stripes we are healed. You understand that it almost beat him beyond recognition even before they got him to the cross. But he wore a garment of stripes, if you will, as they took that cat of nine tails and they beat his back. He was in humanity's garment there. But he also was in hatred's garment. They beat him almost beyond recognition. Why would he do that? Because he loved me. And he loved you. And he loves this world today. So he had a garment of stripes. They also, as we said, put a garment of thorns on his head. And those thorns were said to be anywhere almost as long as 3 inches long, and a whole crown of thorns just pushed down upon his head. He wore a garment of thorns. That same baby that was born in Bethlehem was wrapped in humanity's garment. Is now wrapped in hatred's garment. Do away with him. So we see the garments of stripes. We see the garments of the thorns. And then they put a robe, a purple robe upon him. Not to reverence him, but to mock him. Oh, think about it today. And he done all that. All that. So that you and I could be saved. The garment of stripes, the garment of thorns, the garment of the purple robe. Then the greatest garment of all. The garment of the cross. Oh, think about it. And he took all these garments willingly. I'd have been a fighting against the first one. But this same Jesus that was born in a lowly manger, that was wrapped in swaddling clothes, wrapped in humanity's garment, yet still God, was wrapped on a cross. Hang naked between heaven and earth. With the stripes, with the crown of thorns. And was still able to look down at that crowd that crucified him. And said, Father, those that was crying, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, my soul, we ought to get a hold of this. That mocked him, that beat him, that spat upon him, that despised him, that hated him. He looked down at him, Miss Debbie, and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Hallelujah. Friend, that's love this morning. That's love that I cannot even begin to explain and understand. But I'm so glad that I've been able to experience it in my own heart. Man, you talk about a gift. He was wrapped in the ugliness and the hardness and the pain of the cross. Preacher, We're talking about a birth. I am too. He was born to die for me. Amen. So that I could live.
Amen.
So he was wrapped in the garments of the stripes. He was wrapped in the garments of the thorns. He was wrapped in the garment of the purple robe of mockery. He was wrapped in a cross of genuine love and sacrifice to all of mankind. Then he was wrapped in something else. They came to take his body off the cross and they wrap him in grave clothes. The same baby that Mary birthed into this world under the conception of the Holy Ghost of God, that at the one time wore heavenly garments, had put on humanity's garments, had went through the hatred garments of his crucifixion. They laid him, hallelujah, in an empty tomb, in a borrowed tomb, in grave clothes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if that was the end of the story, we'd go home and be no sense to put up Christmas trees, be no sense to celebrate, be no sense to buy gifts and exchange gifts. Be no sense in all that. It'd be just like the rest of the world if that was the end of the story. But hallelujah, I'm glad that's not the end of it.
Amen.
Praise God, that's just the beginning. Hallelujah this morning. Thank God 3 days later they come back, going to anoint the body of the Lord Jesus. And what did they find? They found that He was gone. He was gone. And the garments that He wore as grave clothes, hallelujah, was wrapped up. And the napkin on His face to let them know. You know what that was in Jewish custom? It was to let them know, yes, I may be gone now, but just in a little while, I'm going to be back. Hallelujah this morning. He may have been wrapped in hatred's garment for just a little while, but I'm glad He's alive. I'm glad He's well. I'm glad He's seated on the right hand of God to make intercession for you and me this morning. I'm glad He's my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. Hallelujah. Just a little while in those hatred's garments and those grave clothes, He came forth alive. He's wrapped in heavenly garments. He left them and brought on humanity's garments. Had to put on old hatred's garments. But I'm glad today, thank God, He's wrapped in holy garments. Oh, I wish I had time to preach here a while. He's coming back. Hallelujah. What to do with my glasses? Can't even find my glasses. We see Him wrapped in holy garments. He came forth victorious. Read Revelation 1 as John saw Him. Read Revelation 19 where it talks about a vesture dipped in blood. And on His side it says, King of kings and Lord of lords. You know what? They're not going to wrap Him in hatred's garments anymore. They're not going to wrap Him in a cross anymore. They're not going to wrap Him in stripes anymore. They're not going to wrap Him in a crown of thorns anymore. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm telling you what. He's a strolling over heavens today, seated at the right hand of God in holy garments. We'll get to see Him as John saw Him. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords this morning.
Amen.
The same one that was born in humanity's garments is today robed in holy garments. So he's wrapped in heavenly humanities, hatreds, and now he's wrapped in holy garments. And one day I'm going to get to see him. I'll get to bow at his feet. And thank him for coming and putting on humanity's garment. And taking on hatred's garment so that I too could be robed in a holy garment. See, it's not only what he was wrapped in, but let me end with this thought this morning. What are you wrapped up in? Are you wrapped up in your own unrighteousness today, friend? The Bible even says our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of Almighty God. Are you wrapped up in your unrighteousness? Or have you traded your unrighteousness and let Him robe you in His righteousness? All this flesh, it's weak, His flesh is sinful. But I'm glad what He's done in my heart. I'm glad nobody or nothing can take that away.
Amen.
And study there in the book of the Revelation where it talks about the saints of God robed in white. How'd we get that? Wasn't in our own doing. It's all because of that babe that was born in Bethlehem. And what He done on the cross of Calvary. So that you and I could be robed in His righteousness and not in ours. Today, what are you wrapped up in? It's awful easy to get wrapped up in this world. A lot of people wrapped up in the world today. A lot of people wrapped up in religion today. Amen. I'm glad I've been wrapped in His righteousness.
Amen.
How about you today? What are you wrapped up in? Oh, there's just a whole list of things we could talk about. But what are you wrapped up in today? The garments that Jesus wore. He wore them so that you and I could be saved and have a relationship with a holy and a just God. Oh, my soul friend, what are you wrapped up in? Why don't you come and receive the greatest gift that's ever been given to this world? And that's the gift of salvation. The gift of the gospel. As we tried to preach just a few weeks ago. And it's ready, available. I think about all the simplicity and the humility of the birth of our Savior. Today, the birth announcements go out. The baby showers take place. They put it on the radio. They put it in the paper. I don't know whether they do that as much as they used to, but it's an exciting time when one is born. Or in most cases, probably not in every case, but in most cases, it's a very exciting time. And here Mary and Joseph was down in Bethlehem, just like God said they would be. And she birthed her firstborn son, laid him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, a cow trough. Or an animal trough where they fed the animals. He's God. He's just as much God there as He is today.
Amen.
But He put on humanity's garment so that we could be saved. He done that for me. He done that for you. And friend, if you go to hell, you'll go to hell hearing and knowing that there is a Savior that loves you, died for you, and will save you if you'll ask Him. you'll not be able to look into the face of God and say, God, I just didn't know. God said, here's the gift. When somebody gives you a gift, what do? You take it. And as she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and as you unwrap the gift of salvation, as we said weeks ago, it just keeps on giving. It don't get old. You don't have to throw it down. Matter of fact, you can't get rid of it. Praise God, I'm glad you can't. Tomorrow, the next day, a few days down the road, most of all that will transpire yesterday, last night, today, will be a distant memory. It really will. I'm not knocking that. I'm just telling you the way it is. It'll be a distant memory. We move on to the next thing. But what I've got's eternal in the gift of salvation. How about you, friend? How about you? Let's stand to our feet all over the building, Brother Scotty. If you'll come give us a song of invitation, the ladies come to the instruments today. Father, we love you today. Thank you for loving us. Lord, I could never thank you enough for loving, Father, somebody like me. And Lord, I thank you for, Lord, the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I thank you today for the light of your word. I thank you today again for your love. Thank you for the greatest gift that's ever been given. And I'm glad I received that gift one day. Oh yes, there was a while, several times I rejected that gift. But I'm so glad that there's a time and a place in my life where I receive the gift of salvation. And Lord, the best I know how right here this morning, God, I pray, Father, for each and every person that may be in this building today. Lord, if they're here saved, we ought to rejoice together. And if they're here today lost, they've never received the great gift of salvation, I pray right now, in the stillness of this service, during this time of invitation, Father, they would come by faith today and receive you as their Savior. And Lord, know what a great gift, the greatest gift is all about, to be able to experience the great love of God in their hearts. Lord, we'll never fully understand it. But Lord, I just thank you for it. But think about all the garments that you wore, Lord. Lord, didn't even scratch the surface. But Lord, I pray that it will help us to be reminded of the great salvation and the great Savior that we have today. Take the invitation, use it. We're going to thank you and we're going to praise you for what you're going to do in Christ's name. Amen.
We're all on a journey and we're called to walk by faith. There'll always be the mountains and valleys in our way. But right here in this moment, may our faith be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move. If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, it's hard to see, but be bold and courageous and follow where He leads, 'cause greater remember the battle is the Lord's. If there's anybody here who's felt unfaithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here
Amen. Brother Archie, he forgot his sign. He had one at two strokes, heart attack, cancer survivor. And God said no. Amen.
Amen.
So we've seen God do great things. We have a high priest. He knows what every one of these folks has been through. And he happened to just touch their situation. But God. But God. You may be here today and you feel hopeless and you feel helpless. But I want you to know God is still on the throne.
Amen.
What a testimony to the greatness and the goodness of Almighty God. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Yes. Amen. 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 Anybody else? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.